Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. A new Milwaukee Journal Sentinel series spotlights an often overlooked roadblock to student achievement, turnover. Students switch schools at an especially high rate in Milwaukee that has consequences for students, teachers, and the district as a whole.
Education journalist Aaron Richards reported the series with the help of Marquette University's O'Brien Fellowship. WUWM's Emily Files spoke with Richards after the publication of the first two stories in the series, which is called Lessons Lost.
One of the inspirations for this project was the fact that as long as I've been an education reporter here, which has been from about 2009, I've heard teachers say, often kind of offhandedly, you know, I start the year with 30 kids and I end the year with 30 kids, but they're not the same 30 kids. I grew up in St. Louis and I went to suburban schools, and that wasn't my experience. There were maybe a couple of kids that came in and out, but for the most part, when new kids came in, they were very obviously the new kids because most of the other students were, even at large school systems, were moving along with their peers from grade to grade in the same district. But in Milwaukee, it's been germinating in my head for a long time. How do we actually put numbers on that, this churn? We just published a story about the fact that half of states don't even track turnover at the state level. And that makes it really hard to have a national conversation about how bad this problem is. You can say, well, it's a big deal. But until you can say one in four kids, or until you can say what the average is, it makes it very hard to say, okay, this is a problem. Now let's talk about solutions for it.
Your first story is about Carver Academy, a kindergarten through eighth grade school in Brewers Hill. Tell me about how this school encapsulates the impact of student turnover.
Carver Academy has been on a lot of people's minds in Milwaukee because it encapsulates the struggle and the challenge that Milwaukee Public Schools faces to improve some of their schools that have been low performing for a long time. And I think a big question in our community has been, why do some of these schools remain so low performing for so long? And hopes were really high at Carver Academy because of this giant partnership that was really a collaborative, collective impact effort to turn this school around, not as a charter school, not as a, you know, closure and reopening. If we all get in the room and work together, what could we do at one traditional school to turn it around? And what nobody thought would be as big of an obstacle as it was this fact that very few kids stay at Carver over time. So once you put all of these reforms into place and all of these new expectations, it was very hard to make things stick because kids weren't coming back year after year. And then the school also struggles with attendance.
So at Carver, about one-third of the students were new every year.
Yeah, and sometimes it's even higher than that. I mean, some years, the school has close to 40% student turnover. The year that we looked at specifically, from the fall of 2016 to the fall of 2017, about 38% turnover. And that's way more than the state average, which our research and data shows is about 10%. So in a normal school, you know, you could expect maybe 1 out of 10 students to be switching schools or not completing the full year. At Carver, you know, you're close to 4 in 10 students, which can just have a devastating impact on a building and its climate and culture.
And what are the numbers in MPS and Milwaukee as a whole for student turnover?
So our data show that about 1 in 4 students across all Milwaukee schools is not staying with the same school all year. So in some schools, that number is way higher. So North Division High School is one of the lowest performing high schools in the state. But we haven't really talked about the fact that that school has 50% turnover. So in a normal year, only half of your ninth graders are coming back. Only half of your 10th graders are coming back. And then some schools have very low turnover. So especially some of the more stable schools, places like French Immersion or German Immersion, first, they're a language school. Second, they're attractive to a lot of parents who often have more means and have the ability to kind of choose a school and really stick with it and don't have the same kind of life forces causing them to move or be evicted or, you know, have to deal with custody issues. Those are some of the issues that are really driving a lot of families in this city from school to school. This is not just a Milwaukee problem, but certainly in your larger urban districts in Wisconsin where the highest concentration of kids are, you also tend to have higher poverty rates, and often you have more school choices for people to select from. So all of those factors play in for this, you know, revolving door.
I'm really looking forward to hearing from those students and families that have been impacted by switching schools multiple times and what it's meant for them. So tell me what else is coming up in this series, and how did you find students to talk to about this issue and give a more personal lens to it?
So the first crop of stories is really kind of about the what, you know, how, what are the numbers? What does this look like? How do we count transient kids at the Milwaukee level, nationally, and then statewide? And then we're getting into stories that will really hit on that topic. What is the experience of being a transient student? What is the experience of teachers who have to teach in an environment where there's a lot of churn? And then by extension of that, the next most important thing to talk about is what the experience of parents is. I've been following one mom and her seven kids in Milwaukee for almost 2 years now for this series. And it's been a level of intimacy that, you know, just being up close and personal in people's lives when, you know, they're changing schools. And to the point of researchers who say, like, look, you know, switching schools is part and parcel of living in poverty. I mean, this mom I'm following, you know, she's not sitting down and saying, well, you know, it's time to switch my kid again. She's, you know, been evicted. She has a hard time making rent, so she falls behind, so she has to move. So she gets angry that the school is disciplining her kid, and she doesn't feel like it's an appropriate discipline measure. So she gets angry and pulls her kid. Last week we were talking, and her ninth grade son, who's been getting into fights at his new high school, she just has been keeping him home. And then he says he's going to start doing online schooling from home. She doesn't have internet in her house. So there is a level of need for a lot of these families for more outreach, guidance. There's not even a good public message in this city that trying to find a good school up front and trying to stay there is really important for your kid's education. This mom loves her children and she wants to see them succeed, but given the amount of forces that are in her life, you know, she has a mental illness, she has a lot of kids to care for, she's got domestic violence issues with her exes, you know, staying with a school is not always the highest priority on her agenda. And I think we all need to recognize that there are a lot of parents like Shayna out there who need a lot of help, and we may not be getting them the help that they need. The next question would be, how do we do that in a systematic way?
Tell people where they can find the series.
Yeah, so jsonline.com/lessonslost. Our entire package is there, and you can see a whole bunch of other really cool videos and graphics and interactive maps, stuff that really makes this story and this series and this topic that would otherwise be a little dry, it really makes it come to life.
I don't think it's dry at all, but I'm also an education
reporter. That's because
you
like education.
Is there anything else that you want to add?
No, other than that people should really read this series, even if this isn't impacting your kids specifically. This is an important topic, and I think it's a new way to get into the conversation about why many low-performing schools may stay that way. And I hope that it adds some nuance to the conversation about the conditions and characteristics of individual schools.
Erin Richards' series on student turnover in Milwaukee is called Lessons Lost and is running in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She spoke with WUWM education reporter Emily Fox.